For online course students, today we'd like to see the title of the knowledge of God in the book of Hosea, chapter 6, verses 1 to 11. We suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 3, let us pursue the knowledge of the Lord. His going forth is established as the morning. He will come to us like the rain, like the latter and former rain to the earth. What divine character could we see? What divine character can we see? Question one. Question two. In verse 6, for I desire mercy and not sacrifice, and the knowledge of God more than burnt offerings. The sacrifice and burnt offerings are commanded by God through mercies, but now, why doesn't God want to do so? Why doesn't God want to do so now? That's the second question. The last, number three, in verse 11, also, O Judah, a harvest is appointed for you when I return the captives of my people. What does the harvest appointed for Judah mean? What does the harvest appointed for Judah mean? First of all, a little we want to see historical background. Hosea the prophet prophesied to Israel, northern kingdom, while Isaiah the prophet did so to Judah, the southern kingdom. During 780 through 720 before Christ, Hosea's name means Savior. Hosea's wife's name is Gomer, the adulterer. Gomer, the adulterer. So Hosea had three children. First boy, second daughter, third boy. First boy name is Jezreel. Jezreel meaning God is sowing. God is sowing. The second daughter name is Lo Ruhama. Lo Ruhama means no mercy. No mercy. Third son or third boy means Lo Ami. Is know my people, know my people. The third son, Lo Amni. But the first chapter, last verse, God revived Israel, also second daughter named Lo Ruhama. The name is changed to Ruhama, mercy. No mercy changed to mercy. The third boy, Lo Ami, name was changed to Ami. Know my people, changed to my people. Here, basically, God's prophecy about revival. First revival, after the Hosea prophecy, Israelites were returned from Babylonian captivity for 70 years in 536 before Christ by Persia. That is the first revival. Second revival, although the Bible was written, no second revival occurred. But today, later occurred, Israel nation was established in 1948. That's the second revival. The future, not coming yet. The third revival, Millennium Kingdom, or 1,000 years reigning kingdom. Millennium Kingdom, reigned by our Lord Jesus Christ, will come on the earth. That is three revivals prophecies. First one, come and let us return to the Lord. Basically, God asked the Israelites to repent. Come and let us return to the Lord. That time Israelites worshipped other gods, called as idolatries. So many Israel people worshipped other gods rather than Jehovah God. Then God asked through Hosea the prophet, come and let us return to the Lord. For he has torn, but he will heal us. He has stricken, but he will bind us. Here we can see God doesn't accept injustice, iniquity, simplest. So God's justice asked, God punished Israelites who committed sin. That's why God has torn, but he will heal us. Because God is love, that's why God helped him. Like a surgery of pain is necessary for healing. If there is no surgery, the patient would die. So in order to heal the cancer patient, the surgeon needs a surgery for that patient. Likewise here, verse 1, so we can see God's characteristics. Number 1, justice. Second, love. That's why in order to heal God's people, God punished God's people. God has torn, but he will heal us. He has stricken, but he will bind us. And verse 2, after 2 days, he will revive us. On the third day, he will raise us up. This is an interesting verse because the 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 8 said, but beloved, do not forget this one thing, that with the Lord, one day is as 1,000 years. One day is as 1,000 years. So here, after 2 days, after 2,000 years, he will revive us. Which meaning a letter occurred in 1948, the nation of Israel was established as independent. 770 AD, the Roman soldier Titus scattered all Israel people who lived in Jerusalem and Israel, because at that time Israel people rebelled against Roman Empire. That's why Titus destroyed Jerusalem, the temple of God, completely. Then Titus, Roman soldier, scattered all the Israel people over the world. So Israel people, 2,000 years, they lived all over the world, like Poland, or Germany, or England, and many areas. But 1948, 2,000 years, the nation of Israel was established as an independent country. So after 2 days, God will revive us. Then, on the third day, one day is as 1,000 years. So 3,000 years, God will raise us up. That is according to the book of Revelation, that probably millennial kingdom will come, reigned by the Lord Jesus Christ on the earth, probably in 3,000 years. But we don't know exactly the date. Only God knows that. Also, Ezekiel chapter 7, verses 7 to 10, prophesy about the nation of Israel to be established. Although the nation of Israel today already established about 50 years ago. Here, Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 7 through 10. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and suddenly a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to bone. Indeed, as I looked, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them over, but there was no breath in them. And God said to me, meaning Ezekiel, prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, this says the Lord God, come from the four winds or breath, and breathe on these slain, that they may live. Here, come from the four winds. So in order to establish the nation of Israel in 1948, the many Israel people, you know, come from east side, or from west side, north side, south side, you know, come from the four winds. So I prophesied as God commanded me, and breath came into them, and they lived and stood upon their feet, an exceedingly great army. Now, that we may live in his sight, verse 3, let us know, let us pursue the knowledge of the Lord. His going forth is established as the morning. He will come to us like the rain, like the latter and the former rain to the earth. Here, the knowledge of the Lord, meaning God's word, or divine direction. Basically, God wants that in Deuteronomy chapter 28, especially the first two said, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you, because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. Simply, you obey the word of God, you will be blessed. But if you disobey the word of God, you will be cursed. Deuteronomy chapter 20, verse 15. But it shall come to pass, if you do not obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments and his statutes, which I command you today, that all these curses will come upon you and overtake you. Basically, God said through Moses, who wrote Deuteronomy, if you obey God's word, you will be blessed. If you disobey God's word, you will be cursed. That is the bottom line. Also, here, like the left and the former rain means Israel has two rains, spring rain and the fall rains. So both rain is God in allowed spring rains and the fall rain, or the former rain, or the latter rains. So which meaning God, you know, provides the blessings faithfully without change. So Joel chapter 2, verse 23. Be glad then, you children of Zion, or children of Israel, and rejoice in the Lord your God. For God has given you the former rain faithfully, and he will cause the rain to come down for you, the former rain or the spring rain, and the latter rain or the fall or autumn rain, in the first month. First month, which means Jewish calendar. Jewish calendar, first month, you know, our calendar, March. You know, January, Jewish January, our calendar, you know, March. You know, 2 months are different. Jewish calendar is similar to lunar calendar. Also, Hosea chapter 2, verse 20, God said, I will betroth you to me in faithfully, and you shall know the Lord in faithfully, which meaning I will become your husband in faithfully. So which meaning God keeps his word faithfully without change. Verse 4, O Ephraim, Ephraim indicating northern Israel. Northern Israel were established by 10 tribes. The leading tribe name was Ephraim. That's why all Ephraim, meaning all Israel, all northern kingdom. But southern kingdom name is Judah, established by two tribes. One is Judah, second Benjamin. Benjamin. All Ephraim, or all northern Israel, what shall I do to you? O Judah, what shall I do to you? Basically, they were committing idolatry. Daniel, God said, what shall I do to you? This one, so we can see God's merciful. You know, God's mercy is shown, or God's love is shown. For your faithfulness, because verse 3 indicating God's faithfulness like the spring rain and the fall rain is faithfully God allows to Israel people. But verse 4, contrary, your faithfulness is like a morning cloud. Morning cloud is a very short time, which meaning your faithfulness is superficial. Superficial, not enough. Like a morning cloud, and like the early dew, or early dew meaning early fog. If God goes away, so very temporal, basically, you lack your faithfulness. Therefore, I have hewn them by the prophet. Hewn meaning I have cut them, or I have punished them by the prophets. Prophets are the people who deliver God's word. I have slain them. I have killed them by the words of my mouth. So God, you know, continually warning against northern Israel and southern Judah through prophet with God's word. And your judgments are like light that goes forth. So your judgments are sure like light. For I desire mercy and not, you know, sacrifice, and the knowledge of God more than burnt offering. Why, you know, God desire mercy rather than sacrifice? Although God, you know, commanded through Moses the Israel people, or the people of God, you know, should make in a certain way, you know, sacrifices or burnt offerings, but here God wants us mercy. Why? Because we have, you know, ceremonies or ritual, such as baptism, or communion service, or in the Old Testament, circumcision, or a lot of, you know, sacrifices. Those is sacrifices, communion services, you know, like that they need our heart. For example, water baptism. We confess our Lord Jesus Christ as a Savior. If we have that heart when we participated in water baptism, that water baptism ceremony would be meaningful. But otherwise, if we do not confess our Lord Jesus Christ as a Savior at all, but when we participate in the water baptism, that water baptism ceremony could be meaningless rather than mockery against God. Because God said, Jesus said, remember over me when you receive a piece of bread. You should think over my broken body. When you receive the cup, you should remember over my bloodshed. But without heart of those thoughts at all, when you participate in communion service, so communion service would be meaningless, or would be mockery to God. That's why, you know, God said, verse 6, I desire mercy and not sacrifice. Because God is merciful, you should have merciful to your neighbor. So, without your heart, continually you are committing idolatry. You worship, you know, other gods and rather than God. So you just participate in sacrifice or burnt offering. Those ceremonies, ritual, would be meaningless rather than mockery against God. That's why God said, I desire mercy and not sacrifice. And the knowledge of God, or God's will, God's direction, more than in a burnt offering. So also Psalm chapter 51 verse 16, David just said, for you do not desire sacrifice, or else I would give it. You do not delight in burnt offering, unless we have our heart to love God. Then here, verse 7, but like a man, they transgressed the covenant, which meaning they breached the covenant. Transgressed, which meaning they violated the covenant, or they disobeyed the covenant, or divine covenant. There they dealt treacherously with me, or rebelliously against me, against God. So Deuteronomy simply said, God said, if you obey the word of God, you will be blessed. If you disobey the word of God, you will be cursed. Then, here, verse 8 and 9, Gilead is a city of evildoers and defiled with blood, as bands of robbers lie in wait for a man. So the company of a priest murdered on the way to Shechem, surely they commit lewdness, which meaning adultery or idolatry kind of thing. They commit lewdness, or a certain Bible translator, recklessness. So here, Gilead and Shechem indicate, in Joshua chapter 20, Gilead Shechem is the cities of refugees. The city of refugees, why God made the city of refugees? Because sometimes unintentional killers or accident killers, looks like a driver hit the bystander without intention to kill bystander. They're kind of involuntary manslaughter. Involuntary manslaughter case, God allowed those people, if those people escaped to the refugee, the city of refugee, they will survive. So which meaning they could not be killed because they killed somebody unintentionally. That's the purpose. But it's Gilead, the second, here is a different meaning. Because a priest company, several priests trap somebody in order to kill somebody, innocent victim, then the priest killed or murdered innocent people, then the priest escaped into Gilead or Shechem. That's why the city Gilead is an evildoer's city. Originally, Gilead, Shechem, God designed those cities to protect accidental killers, not like there is intentional killers. Now, chapter 20, verses 2 to 5, God intended to protect involuntary manslaughter or unintentional killers. Joshua chapter 20, verses 2 to 5, speak to the children of Israel, saying, appoint for yourselves cities of refugee, of which I spoke to you through Moses, that the slayer who kills a person accidentally or unintentionally, may flee there. And they shall be your refuge from the avenger of blood. And when he flees to one of those cities, such as Gilead and Shechem, and stands at the entrance of the gate of the city, and declares his case in the hearing of the elders of that city, they shall take him into the city, as one of them, and give him a place that he may dwell among them. Then if the avenger of blood pursues him, or pursues the unintentional killer, they shall not deliver the slayer into his hand, because he struck his neighbor unintentionally, but did not hate him beforehand. Because the city of refuge is to protect the unintentional slayers, but here, verses 8 and 9, the priest used up, you know, the refuge cities to protect their, you know, intentional hatred, you know, the killer. So here, so the company of a priest murdered on the way to Shechem, surely they commit lewdness, they commit the violation of God's word. I have seen a horrible thing in the house of Israel. There is the harlotry of the prostitute of Ephraim. Prostitute meaning they commit idolatry with other gods and rather than God. Israel is defiled. Verse 11. Also, O Judah, a harvest is appointed for you when I return to captivities of my people. Here, a harvest means a fruit of a seed. So depend upon the seed, good seed or bad seed. But here is a harvest is appointed to you, which meaning a fruit of a bad seed. Because they commit a horrible thing, and a lot of ugly things, and a lot of disobedient things. So that's why this is a harvest, which meaning the fruit of a bad seed. Or, you know, God's judgment. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 7, do not be deceived, God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. So whatever a man sows, or a man plants a seed, that he will also reap, or that he will also harvest. Mark chapter 13 verse 20, and unless the Lord had shortened those days, which means those days of great tribulation judgment, no flesh would be saved, but for the elect's sake, for the Christians whom God chose, he shortened the days. Which means God shortened the judgment of great tribulation for Christians, for the elect. Luke chapter 21 verse 36, watch therefore and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things which are judgments in the great tribulation period, that will come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. So God, you know, basically just says to us, watch for, you know, this world, you know, everything which is against God's direction, God's word. So then God will make her shorten, or God will deliver us from the great tribulation judgment period before great tribulation period. That's called as a rapture. So here, let's see in each question. In verse 3, let us pursue the knowledge of the Lord. His going forth is established as the morning. He will come to us like the rain, like the latter and former rain to the earth. What divine character can we see? Answer, God's faithfulness. You know, spring rain or fall rain, faithfully God allows to Israel. Question 2, in verse 6, for I desire mercy and not sacrifice, and the knowledge of God more than burnt offerings. The sacrifice and burnt offerings commanded by God through Moses. But now, why doesn't God want to do so? The answer, heartless ceremony. God doesn't want heartless ceremony. So God wants your heart to love God. Question 3, in verse 11, also, O Judah, a harvest is appointed for you when or and then I return the captives of my people. What does the harvest appointed for Judah mean? God's judgment against Judah. That's why the Judah would be defeated by Babylon. Okay, let's just sing song all together, a last song, then you know, we will conclude today's Bible study. 20, verse 2.